Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you, God, for this blog. We thank you for those that are on this blog on this morning. We pray, God, that the word that you will give us on this morning will touch, deliver, and set free the captives. Father God, you know what the issues are that we're facing. And Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will anoint us the more. Heal, deliver, set free, Father. You know what we need, and we put our hands in yours. Guide and lead and hide us behind the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is March the 6th, 2021. Can you believe it? March the 6th, 2021. We are 3 months into a new year. Praise the Lord. This is We Are Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. The yokes of bondages, or the yoke of bondage, it's not bondages, but the yoke of bondage, Satan, you're lying. So certainly we welcome you to this episode of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on this morning. I thank God for my co-host out there, and I give her a shout-out. I thank God for her. She had an excellent lesson on last week. If you did not hear her, go back. All of our blogs are available to listen to again. All you have to do is just go to blogtalkradio.com and hit Destroying the Yokes of Bondage or Amazing Grace Ministries, and that's Z-E-N, not I-N-G. And you can hear all of our previous lessons because the feedback was excellent. Certainly we are spirit-filled ministry, and we have come to give you the word of God to set the captives free. And with that being said, I want to announce that Amazing Grace School of Ministry will start in this month. Now, I sent a link to some of you to be able to register the enrollment form I put in Google Classroom. Now, we're living in a digital age. Everything is being put on the computer. We're accessing and have to begin to access how to operate in this virtual world. So I sent you a link. If you are having problems with that link, text me your Google Mail or your Google email, 309-750-7584, and I will link you to that enrollment form, because everything that we will be doing, your assignments, the reading material will be accessible in Google Classroom. This is the way we're doing it, y'all. So if you got any questions, if you even got feedback, hit me on my cell phone and just give me a text. So I enjoy everyone that take the time out to listen to us every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Please let us know. You can give me a text via my cell phone, 309-750-7584, or you can email us at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And certainly we thank God for all the feedback. And also, if you are enjoying this ministry and this ministry have touched your heart, you can also donate. You can also give to Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly we will put that back into the ministry to do great things, because God has called us in this last and evil days to be a blessing to His body, and we are here to empower, to strengthen, and to encourage you. But not only that, to elevate you and give you knowledge as to what God is saying in this last and evil time. Certainly, I've got some young ladies on the line that are listening, some young ladies that desire to know the Word of God, and certainly it is my desire to teach, to train, and to elevate those that want to know the Word. Praise the Lord. All right, all of that is out of the way. So prepare now to hear a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. It will move you forward in this year, 2021. God is saying, we are breaking out. Spring is here. We are rebuilding out of the ruins. There is life after death. Therefore, the theme for this month of March is repositioning to prepare for the harvest. We have been down, but we have not been counted out. And certainly this has been a trying time in this corona episodes of our lives, but we are not down, and don't count us out. So this lesson for today is repairing the desolate places. Water is springing from the well of salvation. Let's get to the word, saints. Isaiah 41:18. And rivers in high places and foundations in the midst of the valleys, I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Isaiah 61:4-6, and this is the King James Version. I'm starting out with, I'm going to break these versions down, but I'm starting out this morning with this reading the King James first. For, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations for many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your wine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. And this is the last verse, John 10 and 10. And this is King James as well. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that they may have life, and that life that and that they may have it more abundantly. Praise God. Just want to give you a little nugget on this morning. Certainly we are in the month of what is called Women's History Month. And certainly just a little nugget, Women's History Month is a legally declared international celebration honoring the contributions of women to the history, culture, and society since 1987. It has been observed annually in March in the United States, as declared annually by presidential proclamation. Women's History Month in the United States is dedicated to reflecting on the numerous but often overlooked contributions of women, such as Abigail Adams, Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth, Rosa Parks, to American history from independence to the present day. Women's History Month is an annual celebration honoring the contributions of women to American history, culture, and society. Praise God. Give yourselves, all the women, just give yourselves a hand on this morning. And certainly if you look at the Bible, the Bible also indicates the history, the rich history that we as women have by outlining and giving. When you go to John, the first chapter, I do believe that, no, or it's Matthew, I'm getting my Gospels up, but I have it next week, praise the Lord, or my co-host will clarify it on next week. But the lineage of Jesus, and we're going down to we in Lent, we're coming through this 40 days, and we get into Easter, or the date, or the word that this world calls it is Easter, but we call it Resurrection Sunday. We're getting down to Resurrection Sunday, and if we look at the lineage of Jesus Christ, you'll see that God made it clear to let us know that women were very crucial in his history. Hallelujah. And God came through a woman, a virgin, and gave birth to our Savior. So we applaud Women's History on this month, and certainly we will celebrate it, and you will have a note to just look at our history. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the men also, by the way. So let's get to the text, shall we? Let's get to the text. Praise God. I don't know why I'm here, man. Okay, I don't know. Something is going on, you guys. I don't know why music started playing on this system, but I got it straightened out. Satan is a lie. So let's get to the definitions. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I'm going to turn up the volume. And text me if you can. Just give me a shout out and let me know, yes, we can hear you. Just give me a thumbs up, and certainly I can hear it or I can see it. All right, we're going to talk about the definitions. I need to do some definitions. First, we need to do the definition to repair, to put back in good condition after damage or decay, to renew, to restore, to revive, to repair one's health, to mend, to set right, to repair, to remediate a mistake, to amend for, to make up, to compensate for that which is wrong. And then when you put ing on it, it's just the past participle, which means to fix or mend, to make good. So then let's go down to what does the word desolate means. Now, it means devoid of inhabitants, visitors, deserted, a desolate, abandoned town, joyless, disconsolated, and sorrowful through or as if through separation from a loved one, and desolated, one that may be a desolated widow. And certainly if we look at the conditions in which we've been living for the last 2 years with this coronavirus, we have been in a form of desolation. We have been in a form of isolation. We have been the ruins. This pandemic has ruined our interaction. It has damaged our relationship. It has damaged the way that we see the world around us. It has desolated us in terms of how we even attend church. So the quality of being uninhabited, and when we look at where we are today, we can see that we have social distancing, we wear masks, and we're doing all this to stay safe. And then there are those that have been affected by this coronavirus, and our loved ones that have gone on. But God is still in the repairing stage. He's still in the rebuilding stage. So there's nothing too hard for God. Now, when we define waste, waste means to destroy, devastated. And if we look at this pandemic has devastated a lot. It has devastated the world. It looked like it has devastated people's minds. It has devastated our just normal way of functioning. And certainly this disease, this pandemic, has also opened up the doors to allow the world to see just what's been going on with the disparities in the minority communities, with poverty, with people just trying to live and not making enough money to live. But God is saying that he's repairing. Praise God. So when we look at the text today, let's break down this word. Let's break down, praise God, let's break down Isaiah. And I want to look at, this is desolation, Isaiah, and this is chapter 4. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the place along that's devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that they have devastated by generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the fourth verse in Isaiah. So when we look at, and this is 61, and they shall, and that was today's New International Verse. Now, I'm going to give you a variety of verses. This is Amplified. And they shall rebuild the ancient ruins. They shall rise up the former desolation and renew the ruined cities, the devastation of many generations. New Living Translation. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities devastated long ago. They will revive them though they have been devastated, they have been deserted for many years. And this is the New King James Version. For they shall rebuild the old ruins, and they shall rise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the ruined cities and the desolation of many generations. So what are you saying? And this was specific to that verse in Isaiah 61. God is saying that he is renewing. We're in an area of springtime. We know that it's March. The weather has been getting warmer. We can see the grass from all that snow we've had, and that snow – is melting, and we still have some rough days, but not as bad as we had. So we believe, and spring is coming. Spring is in the air. We understand that the books and the magazines are beginning to show clothes that identify springtime. And matter of fact, when we look at if it wasn't for this pandemic, certainly we will be out and about. We will be looking for Easter frocks, as they so used to call it in my day. They will be looking for clothes and outfits to wear to that Sunday morning service when we celebrate the risen Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this pandemic has shifted us, has changed the way we interact with each other. And we know that this vaccination is on the rise, and our current president is saying by May that everybody that wants to be vaccinated should be able to be vaccinated. But I want you to know that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, we would be lost. God is saying on this morning that he is renewing, he's restoring, and he is springing up a new thing in us. He's rebuilding the former things, those ruins, those events in our lives that Satan thought that he will come in and to destroy. But God is saying, I am repairing, I am renewing you, I am rebuilding you, I am fortifying you to move in this now time, this now time. The word says in Joel that he will pour out his spirit on all men. So God wants a generation. God wants an individual that will stand up and speak truth to power, speak truth to the fact that God is still in control. We understand that we're doing things a little differently now, but God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he's calling for us to be holy, then we ought to just be holy. So let's talk about that water, shall we? Now, when we look at water, what does the Bible mean about spring of water? So water that I give him, we become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Whatsoever believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. God has given us living water. So what does Jesus say about this water welling? He says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. So if I drink water, and of course, when we look at our bodies is absolutely 50% water. So when we look at water, it's absolutely indispensable. We can't live our lives without water. We're more than 50%. But here Jesus is saying, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Water is a foundation. Hallelujah. But the water that I will give him, this is Jesus, shall become in him a foundation of water, springing up into life everlasting. But whosoever drinketh the water which I give him will never thirst again. But the water which I will give him shall become in him a foundation of water springing up into everlasting life. So let's read John 4:14. But those who drink the water I will give him never be thirsty again. It becomes a flesh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. He sends forth springs in the valley that flow between the mountains. Psalms 107 and 35. And this is the New Living Translation. But he also turns deserts into the pools of water, the dry land into springs of water. He turns a desert into pools of water and a dry land into a flowing spring. People of God, he's about to turn you into flowing water, springs to spring up and give testimony and give praise to who he is, his water that's springing up out of your belly. So when we look at Isaiah 12 and 3, it reads, New Living Translation, saints, with joy you will drink deeply from the foundation of salvation. And then we have another one. We have Isaiah 30 and 5, y'all. Again, New Living Translation. See, I like to start off with King James. The reason why I start off with King James, because King James is a more adequate translation of the word. Now, you have to understand all translations do not adequately translate the word of God as it's supposed to be. When we look at the translation of the word of God, it was not translated into English. These are translations into English, but the original text was in Hebrew, praise God, and Greek. So now you're translating the Hebrew and the Greek into English, which is King James. And King James, I do believe, I think almost was the oldest translation. And then you got to begin to understand which one translates this word as adequately or as accurately as possible. And I love the New Living Translation because it does just that. So when we look at that, Isaiah 30 and 25, verse 25, in that day when your enemies are slaughtered and the towns fall, there will be streams of water flowing down every mountain and hill. God is saying, I got you. I've got you. And that's literally what God is saying. And that's my interpretation of this word. God has me. God is going to protect me. If I live right, if I walk upright, God is going to provide for my needs. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if my ways please him, he will give me the desires of my heart. But my heart has to be pleasing unto him. And he gives me that desire to walk upright before him. Nobody else gives you that desire. Satan is certainly not going to give you a desire to walk up before him. He's not going to incline your ear. He's going to speak and tell you and distract you by life. But God says, I will fill those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. I will give you. I will pour into you. I will show up when you need me the most, because I can only swear by myself. And I have taken an oath, and my oath is to love you unconditionally. Now, that does not mean that God will not chastise us, will not spank us when we're wrong. See, David. David was considered a man after God's own heart. Why? Because David had a mind to repent. We're not going to do everything right when we're supposed to do it right, because this flesh is not saved. Now, this is a whole different lesson, but the Lord is sending me this way. We are made in the image of God. So when the Bible tells us in Matthew to how to pray, and I think it's the 6th chapter, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Y'all read it. Thy kingdom come. But in that prayer, it asks the Lord to forgive us of our sins. And it says if we forgive others of their trespasses, some says debts, then he will forgive us. We are made of flesh. This flesh will is not saved, will never be saved, but we are striving to live right. It is the spirit within us. It is that mind to want to live before God. And that's why we're looking at the spring of the well of living water, that spring, that water that's in us. And the word we're talking about goes back to the woman at the well. So water is a common symbol of eternal life in the scripture. And certainly Isaiah refers to well of salvation with joy. And when we look at the Old Testament prophets of Jeremiah, talks about the spring of living water. But let us move down to the woman at the well, praise God. Now, when we see John, the fourth chapter, we see that God or Jesus interacts with a woman. He interacts with a woman and he offers her water. He asks for water and she gives him that. Praise God. But he also offers her another kind of water. That water will give her eternal life. And certainly they have a conversation, and you guys read the scriptures. Praise God. You read chapter St. John chapter 4. They have a conversation, and in that conversation, hallelujah, she goes back to where she comes from, and she tells the people, come see a man. Come see a man that knows all about me. Come see a man that knows my sins. Come see a man that has forgiven me of my sins. Water to drink. But this water that he's given me is not the same water that I may pour or bring up from a well, or in our day, turn on the faucet and drink. Or we got the fancy water now. We can put that big old gallon on top of a little dispenser, and it pours out water, or also a bottle of water. But she's saying, come and see this man. Come and hear this man. Because this man has access to water that I don't have. And saints, God has given us access to water that we didn't have. This is a well to spring up. God is saying, it's springtime. It's springtime, and we have not been counted out. We may have been down. This virus may have tried to abuse, try to put us down, try to make us depressed, try to make us anxious, but God is saying, you're still here. You're still here because I am in control. And because I am in control, I have given you the authority to swim and not to sink, the authority to spring up from the ruins, spring up from the desolation that we have experienced, spring up from this time of trials and tribulations, spring up from sickness and disease, spring up from lack of finances, spring up from homelessness. And I know that natural disasters seem to have affected our states over in Texas, and certainly we pray for them. We continue to pray for them. But, saints, troubles, trials, and tribulations happen. Why do they happen? Because we're living in a fallen world. We're living in a society of sin. I'm just going to break it down. Adam and Eve sin, and because they're sin, this is a fallen world. And because this is a fallen world, you have Satan that is ruling, and because Satan is ruling, you have people in charge, and things are happening. But God is saying, I am still in control. I am preparing a way out of the desolation. I am springing forth waters, rivers of living waters in us, that you may speak out of your mouth and tell the the goodness of Jesus and declare what God has done for you, because God has done it. God has preparing. God is moving. God is moving you from one point to the next. It is promotion time. God is promoting. God is doing new things in your life. Those ruins, those things that you had on the shelf that you thought was ruined, I dare you to bring them out again and allow God to put a new twist on it. Hey, hallelujah. Because God is doing something. God is doing something. Even when we look at John and chapter 4, 13 verses 14, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whosoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Well of salvation, well of hope, well of deliverance, well of understanding when we may be in misunderstanding. A well, a well, a well. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. When I don't know what to say, God will quicken my tongue and I will say it, because the well, his well, is flowing up within me, because I'm connecting, I am striving, I am seeking him. And what this pandemic has done has put us together in a way like never before. It has made us in tune to pray. See, we don't pray in the good times. We pray in the bad times when we need his help. Lord, when things are going well, we put God on the shelf and say, God, I don't need you right now. Everything is well. But when we get sick, when we get desperate, when we don't know which way to turn, what we do, we be calling on the name of the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, I need you. Come on in right now, God. Help me, Jesus. But God is saying, I need you to have a relationship with me even when you are not in desperation, even when you are not in pain, even when things are going well with you. Hallelujah. He shows up now. He shows up when you cry, when you're crying out to him. You know, I got some testimonies on this line that said if it had not been for Jesus on my side, I don't know where I would be. Praise God, because that's who God is. He's a show up God. Ask the Israelites. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we've got to have a relationship, and we've got to cultivate that relationship. God has put us in our homes. God has put us in isolation so that we may commune with him, that we may speak sweet nothings to him, that we may edify and praise God, that we may take the book and open it up. And when we open up and read a scripture, we meditate on that scripture and say, Lord, what you're saying to me now, speak to me, Holy Spirit, give me what you have me to know in this word. And that's the spring. That's the spring of living water. That's what's springing up. That's what's springing up. And once we change our mind, change our attitudes with the word and our stinking thinking, I did a blog on faulty thinking. Go back and listen to it. But when we change our mindset to understand that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, there's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing that me and God can't conquer, because he's right there by my side. He said it in the word, and if I stand on the promises of God, I'm going to make it. You're going to make it. The rivers are springing forth now. Can you feel the water running? Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you. God is springing forth. God is giving us a new outlook. He's given us new things. He's given us the flowers are springing up. Springtime is here. Desolation is almost over. It's not over. It's almost, it is over, because we're springing out of this. Flowers are blooming. Flowers are coming up. We know that God has given us new revelation, new interpretation, new acknowledgement of who he is and what he can do. I know if I open up the lines, the individuals on this line would say, if it had not been for Jesus on my side, I don't know where I would be, because there's some testimonies. I know there's testimonies. But saints of God, be encouraged to know that God is doing it. Waters are springing up from the well of salvation. God is getting us equipped. God is moving us, and he is repairing those desolated places in your life. They're no longer anymore. Coronavirus may still be here, but the sting of death has been taken out because of Christ. Christ is here. We are to stand and tell this world that reason for the help we're getting, the reason things are working out the way they're working out, is because of Christ. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this word. We thank you for each individual that is here that has taken their Saturday out to be with us on today. We pray, God, that you touch them. We pray, God, that something has been said to spark, to change, to give them insight on what they need to do, to give clarity and understanding on the word, Father God. And God, if there's one on this line that may not know you and the pardon of their sins, God, I pray, God, that you'll give them a mind to repent and just say this prayer. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I ask Jesus to forgive me of all my sins, and now I am cultivating a relationship with Christ Jesus. Come into my heart, sup with me, be my advocate, and be my guide, in Jesus' name. And certainly if you pray that prayer, you have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And we pray, saints of the living God, we pray, God, that each and every one of those that are on this line that may need your healing, may need you, I pray, God, that you touch them. I pray, God, that you move in their lives. I pray, God, that you do whatever is needed to help and to assist them, God. I pray, God, that you allow those ruined places in their lives to be restored. God, spring forth a well of salvation in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know what we need, and we speak to those needs. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, saints of the Most High God, hallelujah. It's been my pleasure to come on here to give you the word. If this word has been a blessing, consider donating to this ministry. Certainly, you can donate by sending a check to Amazing Grace Ministries at P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And certainly you can make those checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries or AGMI. So I would appreciate, and also if there's something that has been said that has encouraged you, certainly you can text me or email me. Text me at 309-750-7584. My email address is Amazing Grace Ministries at gmail.com. Certainly I thank God for each and every one of you that supports this ministry. But most of all, pray for this ministry. On next week, you will hear a dynamic message from my co-host, evangelist Terry Rogers, who will come and will give you a word. And certainly we are endeavoring to give you a fresh word, a word that will break the yokes of bondage off your life. This is what we are called, this ministry is called to do, to speak life in desolated places. Because I want you to know that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to that power. And I said power, the word says power that worketh in you. Now how do we get that power? That power comes from reading the word of God. Faith, hallelujah, that little mustard seed faith And that little mustard seed is just a little seed. And if you plant that seed in the ground, it grows into something gigantic. So we want to plant our seeds. We want to plant our seeds at the feet of Jesus and watch those seeds grow into strong rivers, strong trees of righteousness, wells of righteousness in Christ Jesus. Thank you, saints. Thank you. Continue to keep us in prayer. I see you next week. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed weekend. And continue to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and know and understand that we're in Lent season. And certainly we are seeking to know a living Savior who died on the cross for us and made the ultimate sacrifice that we may have life. And certainly I didn't get to John 10:10. Praise God. Thank you, God, for giving me that. So when we look at the end of that verse, when we look at the fact that the verse says that Christ came, the verse says, I come that they may have life and that life more abundantly, meaning we don't have to sit in our houses and think that we have to take the run or the that-a-do or the bits or the ruins. We don't have to do that. We can have the best because Christ said that he came to give us life, and we can have that life right now on earth. I understand Corona's going on, but live your life to the fullness. Live your life with this attitude that Christ came that I may live, that I may live and shall not die. I know one day we have to get out of here, but this day God has allowed me another opportunity to live, and I am, and we shall live. God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.